Let's talk about the Pastime Theater and the Chakas Building. That always brings back memories. If you hold your head a certain way, you can still smell that popcorn.
I worked in that little booth, sold tickets in the booth that was out in front. Mm-hmm. It had to have been about 1938.
At the Pastime?
Uh-huh.
At the Pastime, the booth was right out
on the street. Mm-hmm.
On the street, sort of.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And you could go in both sides, mm-hmm. and you walk sort of up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of tilted up, you had to walk up.
I was in a theater recently, and it reminded me of the Pastime Theater. Like, I was trying to think what it was. Oh, was it Midland down in Newark?
After you walked through those double doors, the snack bar was over here, mm-hmm. and Saturday mornings, the kids were at the theaters on Saturday mornings.
Saturday mornings.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, because it was cereal. And I don't mean cereal out of a bowl, I mean it was Tom Mix and Roy Rogers and the Lone Ranger and Red Rider and all of the cowboys that you got to see from week to week and what they were doing.
And my husband was a paper boy, and he would save 30 cents, you know, 10 cents of each one to go all day long. The theater.
So, the public television.
Well, it was. And that Pastime Theater, I'm going to say something, it'll be edited probably. But, you know, they had ushers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it got unruly and some kids got noisy. Right. Or you could buy candy in boxes, that Good and Plenty. Mm-hmm. Remember those?
Yep.
Choo-choo? Well, and after you were done, some kids would throw their box up in the air and it would land on the back. and particularly at the 6th Street Theater, you did not sit right underneath. Because they were
set their drinks up there and then they didn't have school.
Yeah, pitching things down. But at the Pastime, the kids would run around.
Yeah.
Run around. And then it was also a place where people would go in there and sort of sleep or maybe be inebriated somewhat and would sit in there and sleep and watch the show. But the kids would run around, and one night we were in there. One day, and the kids were running around, and there was a man, and he yelled out, "What do you think this is, a racetrack?" And it woke him up, and he didn't like it. The ushers had flashlights.
Yes, they had flashlights.
And they would come down around and be checking all the time. They would walk up and down those aisles.
At the 6th Street, Ed Gaither was one of the head ushers.
I didn't know that the fact that the 6th Street and Pastime were fastened together. And you used to have some real entertainment come in there, too.
Yeah. At the 6th Street,
I remember the Dead End Boys coming to town. Because I think I was working at the
Dead End
Theater, Park Hotel. And they all stayed in one room. That's what amazed me. How could they all stay in one room? The 6th Street Theater, they had the Grapes of Wrath here on stage, I know.
Yes. A lot of vaudeville things came in to the 6th Street Theater. As a matter of fact, it was really well known. It's another one of those things where it was well known all over the country, and people came to the 6th Street Theater. They had drawings there, they gave away money, they gave away dishes. Yes.
Lots of dishes.
Lots of dishes.
Carnival wear.
And mothers would go on those nights to get a certain piece of china dish. And you would go because you were working on building up a set. Some people would be very upset if they were supposed to get a certain dish. It would be told, you know, next week you'll get this gravy bowl or whatever, boat or a platter or whatever. And if that wasn't what was brought in, people were not happy. They paid money to go there and they wanted that piece. They were counting on that gravy boat or that bowl or cups and saucers or whatever it was. And if they didn't get it, they were upset. And sometimes they got so upset, they threw those things and threw them at the screen.